Welcome to Adventuring the Girl Life, where we believe life for every girl should be well lived. Each week, we'll explore tips and techniques to add more adventure to your world, from fitness and self-care to career building and fulfillment in even the most mundane parts of life. So buckle up. I'm your host, Jen Whitmore, certified personal trainer, mom of two, lover of a good deal, and your new partner in adventure. Welcome back to the podcast, girls. It is almost Christmas time. Can you believe it? No, me neither. But as we are all getting geared up for the holiday season and the new year, this week we are going to be discussing the word of the year. Now, I'm sure some of you have heard it. I feel like that it got really popular last year. People were actually making bracelets and creating bracelets with their word of the year on it, just so that they could, you know, have it on them at all times. And I thought it was such a cute idea. But the reason behind the word of the year is because it brings focus to what's going on, to our year. It brings forward into the focus of your mind what we want out of the year to come and what we want it to look like, you know, what we want to accomplish. And the word of the year actually sparked an interest for me last year. A friend of mine brought it to my attention, and so I went for it. And as we continue, I'll tell you how my word went and what my word was. But it's all about creating a mantra to remind yourself on a daily basis. Now, let's take a pause for just a minute. Do not freak out that I use the word mantra, okay? Mantra is just a repetitive action that helps aid in concentration, and although it is a Hindu or Buddhist word, which P.S. so is karma, I just want you to understand what I mean. It's something that you're going to concentrate on and focus on a regular basis in a repetitive action. So, fun fact, people say karma all the time, but in Christianity, we don't actually have a specific word for karma. We use a phrase like sowing and reaping. So I can kind of see how people just say karma because sowing and reaping doesn't actually roll off the tongue as easy. So just a little lesson there for you. Oh, also, I have one more. Did you know the name Joshua actually means Jesus in Hebrew? It's just a different translation and different languages. So the English is Jesus and the Hebrew is Joshua, and they mean the same thing. So let's not get caught up on the words too much. Okay, I'm done with your lessons for today. Now, let's get back on to topic. So how do you get a word of the year? How do you decide on the word that you want? And how is it going to help you in the season that you're in, what your life currently looks like, and what you want it to look like in the future? So I'm going to help you right here. First, I want you to grab a pen and a piece of paper. Now, if you're driving or running or doing something else as you listen to this, no worries. You can do this at a later time, but we're just going to go through the steps. So you're first going to grab a pen and paper and maybe a pillow or a chair if you are the meditating type. I am. It does wonders for anxiety, if you're wondering. And what we're going to do is we're just going to sit down and think. We're going to get a quiet, safe space where we can just think. And this is not the time when we're driving. This is not the time when the kids are coming home or when it's time for you to start cooking dinner. I just want you to take the time to sit quietly and alone so that you can think, so that you can reflect on what's going on right now, what's been going on this past year, and how you would like your new year to change. So I want you to ask yourself, what could you use more of in your life? What could you use less of in your life? And what kind of characteristics would you like to build upon in yourself? How would you like your 2019 to look? All right, let's go over a few examples. Would you like to yell less at your children? You can't see me, but I'm raising my hand. I'm just kidding. I'm not really that bad, but you know, those little stinkers sometimes. Moving on. Would you like to get a promotion? Would you like to commit to a new workout routine? Would you like to eat less junk? Would you like to work on your relationship, your marriage? Would you like to improve it? Would you like to be a happier person? Would you like to lose the weight finally? These are all examples of things that you could start to focus on in the new year. So what are we going to do? We're going to sit quietly. We're going to meditate, reflect, pray about all the things that have been going on and what we would like to do in the new year. Okay, now this is where your pen and paper comes in. Now that you have an idea of what you would like to get accomplished this year, we're going to write down a list of words. We're going to make a list that correlates with the goals that we want to achieve. For example, you may be thinking of words like compassion. I mentioned those little kids earlier. Maybe you're thinking your word might be patience. Maybe if you're wanting that promotion, your word would be abundance. Maybe if you're thinking of your business this year, your word could be growth. Making small strides could be improvement. And improvement was actually my word last year. Coming into yourself, your word could be confidence. Or maybe you want to repair a relationship and your word would be forgive. These are just a few examples. I want you to sit down and take the time to think of your own words. Of course, you can use some of these, but don't just use these. Think of ones that apply to your life and your situation. Now, after you have finished your brainstorming sesh, you need to narrow down the words that you have written to your top three. You'll likely already have an idea of where you're going, but before you make the ultimate word choice, I need you to take one more step backward and just sit and reflect once more on whether you're actually going to commit to this word or not. Now, this is supposed to be an activity of help. It's not an end-all, be-all situation. This is just an opportunity to help you get a little bit more focused in the new year to come. So I don't want you to think that you have to do this and you have to do that and you have to have one word and it has to be perfect and you can't stray from it and you can't change and you have to commit, but what if I can't commit? I don't want you to go down this rabbit hole of madness. I just want this to be something that helps you along your journey for the new year. So no stressing, okay? But you have to think, if you're going to choose a word, are you actually going to make the decision to commit to it or not? Maybe it's that relationship that you need to repair and your word is forgive. That's a simple word to follow all year long. Now, I didn't say easy, I just said simple. So depending on what the situation of that relationship is, you could easily accomplish that in January. I'm just saying that whatever you choose and whatever your situation is, I hope that you will commit to using the word. Don't sit there and waste your own time if you're not going to commit to yourself. See, we do things like this on a regular basis all the time that we don't even think of. We focus on something and we work towards making it better. And lots of times it's just trivial, meaningless things like, you know, beating your score on Candy Crush. Or, I know, that's an old game, but it was a good example. Or maybe it's to perfect your dab dance or your floss dance. Do you floss? Oh yeah, baby, I floss. No, not really. I'm just kidding. I have no idea how to floss. But my kids are really good at it. So you get my point, though. We focus on trivial things like that to pass the time, to let our minds just unwind. So we play games on our phones, or we, you know, like our children play games on our gaming system. And this is actually something that could matter and make a very big difference in your life. So finding one word to focus on for the year shouldn't be a stressful thing to do, but I want you to enjoy yourself as you sit totally alone. You know what I'm saying, moms. totally alone and focus on what you would like your word of the year to be. So I'm going to go on to talk to you about my word from last year. My word from last year was improvement, like I said, and all I wanted to do was improve in lots of areas of my life. So that was the reason that I chose improvement. I definitely feel like that it came to me. I think that obviously God was the one that put that on my heart. So it came to me easily for that reason. So improvement was my word, and I really just wanted to improve in the area of my business. I wanted to get better about producing what I needed to on a regular basis for my business. I wanted to get better at training my clients. I wanted to get better at handling the world around me. I have told you guys before that in the past I have struggled with anxiety, so I have gotten better at that, if you are wondering. And so I just wanted to improve small things in small places. And I will tell you what I have accomplished with my word from last year. So first and foremost, I launched a podcast. If you haven't noticed, I launched a podcast this year. It took me way more time to launch than I thought that it was going to. First, it was going to be February, and then February became March, and then March became April, and you get the picture. But I finally did it, and this now is our 26th episode, and I'm so excited about it. But the improvement here was that I had to not only prepare to launch this podcast, but also to have episodes to bring to you every week. And there's a whole backstage going on with these episodes. I have a copywriter that I had to hire. I have to research and organize the notes. And then once I organize the notes, then I have to write out what it is that I'm going to say. And then once I write out what I'm going to say, then I record the episode. After it's recorded, then it's edited. Then after it's edited, it is sent to the copywriter. And then I have to do the emails that go out to you every week. And then the podcast page on the website. So there are lots of check marks that have to happen before the podcast is actually produced. So improvement in organization of my business, that was a big feat. So in other news, improvement helped me this year, like I said, handling the outside world. I did struggle with a little bit of anxiety earlier in the year, but this year has been pretty healthy and happy for me on that front. And I think it's because of the tools that I have learned to combat stress. And I am now passing that on to other people in my family and in my life that I know. And so I hope through the podcast that I also am helping you, obviously. Otherwise, what am I doing here? Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. I just want you to understand that the word that I chose last year actually did make an impact. It did matter. It did help me. And in turn, I am hoping that it has helped other people, i.e. you, through this podcast. And so picking your word of the year, if you stick with it, you have no idea what might come of it or the repercussions, you know, the ripple effect that comes from making yourself into a better person or striving for new goals or changing the relationships between people. There's all kinds of ripple effects that go out, not just to you, but to others. And so I feel like that's exactly what we're always doing here. We're always going on a new adventure, but it's because we're bringing other people with us. So I hope that you find a fantastic word of the year. And I absolutely would love to hear what you have chosen for yourself. So I have actually not chosen my word of the year yet. So keep on the lookout on Insta for my word, and I will share it with you as soon as I sit down and follow my own steps. Okay, girls, I appreciate you being here with me this week. And of course, before we go, we always have to do our crown and our flop. Now, I know that I am a little bit late to the game on online ordering your groceries, but let me just tell you, I organized my entire week, everything that I had to get done this week and next, because I do not want to work the week of Christmas. I want to spend it with my family and not worry about the podcast and the emails. And I'm sure you feel the same way. So once I organized my entire week, I realized that one whole day worth of grocery shopping, which yes, it does take me that long. I go to three different stores. I make other stops on the way. They're not really that close to my house. I only have a limited window between when my oldest goes to school and when my youngest gets out of school. So yeah, it's kind of a thing. So when I realized that I really needed that entire day back from grocery shopping, I was like, okay, let's check out Amazon Prime 2-hour order. Oh my gosh, it has changed my life. Oh, Amazon Prime, you are my new love. Those groceries showed up, of course, 2 hours later. And the next day when I had a house full of food and did not have to go and get it, it was amazing. The stress that fell off of my shoulders, the time that I had back in my schedule, it was amazing. I know I'm late to the party, but still, it was really great and I loved it. So, crowning moment for online grocery shopping with Amazon Prime. You rock. Okay, now for the flop, which I usually do first, okay, because we get the negative out of the way and finish with the crown. But I really just wanted to sit with this one for a minute because I said a bad word in front of my kid. Yeah, so that happened. Now, not that I'm portraying myself to be perfect, but we do not say bad words in front of our children. And this week I did, on accident, and on accident purpose, kind of, because, you know, what you say is never an accident, really. But the point to this is that I was in a frustrating situation. And when I left the frustrated party, I walked away muttering under my breath and said a bad word in front of my oldest. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. You did not hear me say that. And she was like, yes, I did. I'm like, no, you didn't. She said, yes, I did. I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay, just let it go, man. So I did apologize. I felt really bad. But that was my definite flop for the week. I hope I haven't scarred her for life, as we do as parents. Anyways, that is it for this week's episode, girls. I hope that you will forgive me, just like my child did. And I also hope that you will join us for the New Year Challenge. If you haven't heard about it yet, it is called First Six. I have created a 6-week email system completely free to you where we break the bad habits for the new year. I hope that you're excited and that you will join me because I will be in your inbox every week for the first 6 weeks of 2019 where we will be making lasting changes for ourselves. So, the link will be in the show notes. You can also find the link in my bio on Instagram. And I cannot wait to see you on January the 1st because this year is going to be awesome. And that is it for this week's episode. Thanks for listening, as always. If you could leave us a review, that would be amazing. And rate our show so that more girls can grow. And until next week, girls, adventure on!